WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful people. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. Today, we're diving into something super important. Self-care. Not just because it's trendy, but because it's the absolute foundation for living a fulfilling life with ADHD. You know that feeling when your brain is buzzing like a beehive and you just want to crawl under the covers and hide? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about intentionally nourishing your mind, body, and spirit so you can show up as your best self, even when life throws a curveball. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, I'm already juggling a million things. Where am I supposed to find time for self-care? Trust me, I get it. But hear me out. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it like this, your phone needs charging to keep running smoothly, right? Well, you're the same. You need to recharge those batteries to stay focused, motivated, and resilient. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your self-care game. 1. Listen to your body. This is a big one, folks. Ever feel like your body is sending you signals, but you're just ignoring them? Like, ugh, I need a nap or this headache is telling me something. Pay attention. Those are your body's whispers, and they deserve to be heard. 2. Move your body. Now, I know some of us have the misconception that we have to run marathons or become yoga gurus to count as exercise. Newsflash. Walking around the block counts. Dancing in your kitchen counts. Find something you genuinely enjoy, even if it's just stretching for 5 minutes. Movement is like magic for clearing your head and boosting your mood. 3. Mindfulness magic. This doesn't have to be some intense meditation retreat. Just a few minutes of focused breathing can do wonders. You know those moments when you feel completely present, like really savoring your coffee or noticing the sunlight on your skin? That's mindfulness in action. Try practicing it throughout the day, even just for 30 seconds at a time. 4. Fuel your fire. What you put into your body matters. We're not talking about restrictive diets here, but about nourishing yourself with wholesome foods that give you energy and make you feel good. Think fruits, veggies, whole grains, the stuff that makes you glow from the inside out. 5. Creative expression. This is where you unleash your inner artist. It doesn't have to be painting or singing, whatever sparks your joy counts. Writing, crafting, playing an instrument, even doodling in a notebook. Let those creative juices flow and watch yourself transform. Remember that time you were working on a big project and suddenly, bam, your brain went blank? That feeling of frustration? It's like trying to run a car on empty. When we neglect self-care, our mental tank runs dry, leaving us exhausted, overwhelmed, and creatively blocked. That's where mindfulness comes in. Imagine you're driving down the road and there's this beautiful vista ahead. You slow down, roll down your windows, and take it all in. That's mindfulness, taking a moment to appreciate the present without judgment. And guess what? It can literally rewire your brain for better focus and clarity. Now let's bring this back to reality. Picture yourself at work, drowning in emails and deadlines. Your mind feels like it's about to explode. Instead of reaching for that fourth cup of coffee, take a 5-minute break. Do some deep breaths, step outside for a quick walk, or simply close your eyes and listen to the sounds around you. This tiny shift can make a world of difference in your energy levels and productivity. So remember, beautiful souls. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about honoring yourself and giving your amazing brain the fuel it needs to thrive. So go out there, recharge those batteries, and embrace your full potential. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of self-love. Let's spread the magic together. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.